home, at school, in the neighborhood. WHYY is asking children, parents, and experts what kids need to be healthy, and we're sending out reporters to cover modern kids better. Human beings are more than 99% genetically identical, but for centuries, junk science has been used to justify racism and social hierarchies by suggesting significant biological differences between groups of people. Some biologists argue children should grow up learning the truth behind the science of race from a young age. WHYY's Alan Yu takes us to one place where that happens, a high school science classroom in South Jersey.
I'm at a lecture room at the Lawrenceville School, a private school in Lawrence Township. Guest lecturer Sarah Tishkoff, who teaches genetics and biology at the University of Pennsylvania, explains a big problem with race, the subject of their class.
And we say define race. Somebody define race, okay? They can never do it.
Tishkoff explains biologists cannot define race in the way we often use the term, because race is a biological myth and a social reality. For example, she asks the class how people classify race. A student immediately puts up his hand and says skin color.
And that's what I hear in every undergraduate course I've lectured in. Whenever we talk about this, first thing that people say is skin color. And we're able to show that that's just a terrible classifier of race, because skin color is an adaptive trait.
Populations adapt to how much UV light they're exposed to over generations. Thus, we have different skin colors. And genetically, that has absolutely no connection to other traits like intelligence. Race is not a real biological category, but there are differences along racial lines in the U.S. It's hard to say whether those differences are because of any inherent biological differences or social factors like decades of institutional racism leading to lack of access to healthcare and people living in drastically different environments. Leah Dom is a science teacher at the Lawrenceville School. She says she and her colleagues created this class because she has been teaching human evolution for 15 years, and her students always had the same question.
Why do we have different races? Why are races different from each other now?
And she understands why. Students come across race everywhere. For example, the next day, the class discussed what they heard in the lecture, and senior Chase Johnson, who recently graduated, talked about choosing his race before taking the SAT.
It's just too confusing, like confusing social for biological, and checking boxes on like certain exams just reinforces that even more, because, I don't know, me personally taking the exam, I would think, maybe they would view me a certain way or ascribe some sort of trait to me by checking in a box.
The students talked about how to deal with the knowledge that the racial categories people use in everyday life don't correspond to actual biological categories. Johnson is African-American, and he recently considered which college to go to.
If there's no one that looks like me at a certain school, I would probably feel less inclined to go there, because I feel like I wouldn't be able to relate as well with people. But at the same time, you have to keep in mind that like race doesn't exist. Everyone is pretty much genetically equal. You just have to keep an open mind.
Tom says a lot of students experience this paradigm shift when they learn about the lack of science behind what we think of as race. Students also learn the history of racism and racial hierarchies, which is a big part of why people have the idea that race is connected to real biological differences.
We actually want to start introducing this course at an earlier stage in the Lawrenceville student career, so that they can bring back those discussions within the school as they're actually here, rather than just in their senior year.
Emily Berman has been doing exactly that. She's a science teacher at Blackstone Academy Charter School in Rhode Island. For the past few years, she's been teaching race to ninth grade science students.
I think this is like one of the most popular units of the year.
And students come out with a different way of seeing the world.
They question the census, they question, you know, the things the current administration has said, they question like what they see in the magazines, what they see in media, what they see on Instagram.
Berman says this is such an important topic that touches on science and history and both data analysis and critical thinking skills that science teachers and history teachers or maybe even math teachers could tackle a part of this. Tishkoff acknowledges because we have entrenched ideas about race, teaching the science of race can start difficult conversations, even for her university colleagues at Penn's medical school.
For a long time, I think I would say that many of my colleagues have avoided talking about this because it's often seen as a contentious subject. But I feel like we have to talk about it, because if we don't, it's just going to promote misunderstanding.
The Lawrenceville School in New Jersey will offer this class again next year in the spring. Alan Yu, WHYY News.